It's been a constant presence in Haiti for over a decade, but today the United Nations Security Council voted to end the UN peacekeeping mission in 6 months. It began in Haiti in 2004 after an armed uprising ousted the country's democratically elected president. But Haitians elected a new president earlier this year, and UN officials, including U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, said the vote shows the country is ready to take more control of its own security. UN peacekeepers were seen, though, as responsible for the country's deadly cholera epidemic, which began in 2010 and killed thousands of people. So the UN will have a mixed legacy in Haiti when this comes to an end in 6 months. Under the new plan, the force would pull out in October, leaving a small contingent behind. Jacqueline Charles is the Haiti correspondent for the Miami Herald and says the UN peacekeeping mission has been a long, complicated journey.
For a lot of Haitians, they will be saying good riddance when we look at the history of the UN in Haiti these past 13 years, in terms, especially with cholera, the cholera outbreak that has killed so many and infected a lot of people, and of course, the controversy over the rape. The rapes of a number of children, as we reported this weekend. But at the same time, the UN did provide a psychological benefit for Haiti and for Haitians, especially for the private sector, that want to see direct foreign direct investment, that want to see tourism, that's concerned about the ability of the Haitian National Police to address the security of the country. So I think Haitians are going to have a lot of mixed, you know, feelings. And at the same time, you know, the UN, they rented houses, they ate in the restaurants. You know, some people say they were sort of semi-permanent tourists. So the country is really at a crossroads, a turning point, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens after October 15th. But I think, you know, in the case of Haiti, the UN, there's a lot of history, there's a lot of lessons, past lessons that need to be learned and not repeated. You know, the last time the UN left Haiti, within a year of its departure, the Haitian National Police collapsed under political pressure, and then the UN was back basically 2 years later. So they're hoping not to have a repeat of that.
What will the small contingent of UN personnel represent under the proposed Gutierrez plan, which would really mean that there's going to be a UN office in Haiti more or less indefinitely?
Well, I don't know indefinitely. I mean, they're talking about sort of a 2-year transition, and it's agreement among the member states that there's still a lot of work to be done, especially in the area of justice, human rights, and police development. The current mission, which is $346 million a year, is going to be severely scaled back. Even the civilians who work for the UN, that's going to diminish by about 30%. But as far as the post-MINUSTA, post-peacekeeping operations, the focus is really how to get a working justice system in Haiti, because right now the judiciary is just completely dysfunctional. Human rights, we've seen issues with prisons, the prisoners, you know, people spending more time in jail than the sentencing on the crime. And then within the prison system, there's been a human rights crisis there. And then with police development, which is very important because the international community led by the United States has spent a lot of money over the last couple of years in trying to build and develop a professional police force that is not to be politicized and that should be independent. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest challenge for this post-MINUSTA United Nations mission in Haiti.
Jacqueline Charles is the Haiti correspondent for the Miami Herald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.